Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
As is our tradition, we are going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about how Kit Carson's brother died in El Paso.
A mountain of a mountain man. Big Mose, as he was known, weighed in at more than 200 pounds and at over 6 feet tall. This frontiersman to this day is still overshadowed by his more famous half-brother, Bub. Many historians feel that he taught Bub, his diminutive sibling, everything he knew. Big Mose, the grandson of Daniel Boone, was born in Madison County, Kentucky in 1792 and was the fourth of 15 siblings. He worked as a scout, cattleman, trapper, soldier, and more. He even fought alongside his father and brother in the War of 1812. Then a few years later, struck out to trap fur along the Santa Fe Trail. Big Mose would spend the lion's share of his life in the New Mexico Territory and West Texas. Then, after earning and losing several fortunes, Moses Bradley Carson, Kit Carson's brother, passed away in El Paso January 1, 1868. The Masonic Lodge and future Mayor Schutz fitted Big Mose with a proper suit of clothes and a casket, then buried him in the Masonic Cemetery. Years later, Moses' body was relocated to the new Masonic section of Concordia Cemetery. More history next time on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
All right, we had a lot of history moments there, young lady.
Historical, yes.
And the Historical Commission is the crowd you're referring to, and they're going to meet on Monday?
That's right. Where? They're going to meet Monday on November 14th at 11:30 a.m., and that'll be held in the Paso del Norte Bank downtown at Main and Kansas Street.
Call Bernie.
Call Bernie at 581-7920, but if you can, make it down there. It's a great organization, and you can learn a little bit more also about what's going on with the arena and what they're doing.
I have a feeling it will be up for discussion a bit on that meeting.
I think so.
And again, we want to remind you that 6 p.m., there's a meeting at the Trost Firehouse at Paisano and Santa Fe Streets, and that is to have a discussion there. David Romo is in the house still. You also have got another meeting. Are you recommending?
Yeah, actually, there's going to be. So the community is mobilizing very, very quickly. The city has decided, you know, they took 5 days to vote on this unanimously. And then within another week and a half, they actually already started sending the letters of condemnation to the property owners, which is absolutely just lightning speed. Usually it takes several months, 6 months, sometimes, you know, longer to do this. And surprisingly enough, the community itself has already mobilized. 2 weeks ago, they went and they read this letter to city council. Is it okay if I read it?
Are they going to see it again?
Let me just show you what the first one was.
Oh, okay.
It was Mayor and City Council, we, the families, mothers, grandmothers, and workers of Union Plaza, ask you, the representatives of the city, the following questions. The majority of our neighbors could not be here today because they have the obligation to care for and support their families, but they have asked us to pose the following questions. So these are the questions that, and most of these were nuestras abuelas, right? The grandmothers of this community went up and asked some very hard questions. These were the questions. Number one, why did you vote to destroy our Union Plaza neighborhood without consulting those of us who live there? Even one time, you have spoken with the wealthy business people who are behind the arena for years, but you have not taken the time, even one day, to stop by the Union Plaza neighborhood to give us information, to ask for our opinions, to include us in your decisions. The second question they ask, why are we not part of your idea of progress? Why do you think that our voice does not count? Three, who is really benefiting from this project and other downtown projects? Who do you really represent, if not us? Four, You say you are our representative, but not one of you has spoken on behalf of our interests. Why have not one of you tried to defend us? Why haven't you asked us what we think before making your decision? The barrio belongs to those who live in it. We, the mothers and grandmothers, are the ones who should decide what happens in our community. Yet, you have not taken us into account at all. Five, the majority of us who live in Union Plaza are women, widows, disabled people, and people with low incomes. There are also workers and small business people in the Tiradero who have been previously displaced in South El Paso. The workers in this marketplace will lose their stalls and their ability to provide for their families so that the owners of downtown who are behind this plant can continue enriching themselves. Why haven't you investigated how the 55 families represented by the Tiradero will be harmed? We repeat, we the grandmothers, the mothers, the workers, and families of Union Plaza are not in agreement with your displacement plan. We do not want to leave our homes. Your hurried and unjust vote will affect many families. You will not just destroy our homes and historic buildings, but you will also destroy family ties, friendships, and support networks. We have worked very hard for many years to beautify our community and to make it better. We are proud of what we have accomplished. As mothers and grandmothers, we will fight with everything we have to defend our community. We ask the people of El Paso to support us and to help save our homes and families.
I would recommend City Council begin an exit on this matter. They need to back up on this. This was the wrong decision. We voted for an arena. Nobody in the voting public knew that they had already figured out where to go.
You know, Jackson, on June 8th, 2014, in the El Paso Times, Lily Limon, Representative Lily Limon, is quoted as saying, "The most important thing we have is time. This is not something that has to be done right away." And she was referring to the arena. Now, granted, this was 2.5 years ago, but I still think that the most important thing we have is time. And clearly, rushing this matter has not done anybody any favors.
And they have rushed it. This was supposed to be beginning in about a year and a half to discuss this. They moved it up now to get it out of the way before the county survey goes on that footprint.
Right.
That's why we got a phone call we got to take here, Rich, Robert. The thing is, we were discussing the mansion. Mm-hmm. We were also discussing a book called The Gentleman's Club. Mm-hmm. And The Gentleman's Club was written by a guy named Gordon Frost. His son, Rick, is on the phone now. Rick, tell us, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How's everybody down in El Paso?
We're surviving, but we're not sure for how long.
Well, we're tough people that come from West Texas, and we're going to survive this, believe me.
What are your thoughts on the mansion? Because your dad wrote the book on the business in El Paso.
Yes, he did. And he also took many years of research to get to that point. I think it would be an incredible disservice to the history of El Paso, to the future generations, and to all concerned to have these historical areas destroyed. There's many examples where there were people back in the early days of El Paso, and I'm saying early in terms of today's generation, where that people were aware of exactly what the significance was of various things they had inside of their ownership, and that they sought methods and means and assistance to get various things preserved for future generations to come. There's many examples. One of them I'll give you right away is that Barney Wieland was a real estate developer that was a close friend of my father's. And Barney had an area east of El Paso that was inside of one of his developments. Barney recognized that the little hills in the area had huge cultural significance, and my father at the time was the president of the Historical Society of El Paso. So they worked together along with Richard White, Congressman Richard White, to get the funds approved to have an area designated for future generations to come in their enjoyment.
That can happen.
That area today is known as Waco Tank.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
Well, and if it wasn't for them and their future and their vision of what was there and the value of that, there would be so many people today that would not have the enjoyment of Waco Tanks and all of the rock climbing and everything else that goes along with it. The same can be said of this historical district of El Paso. If we do not preserve it, we will lose the heart and soul of that neighborhood, and people will never, ever again know what that area was like.
That's right.
Rick, I want to thank you for calling up and also talking about this with us. Your dad's book, The Gentleman's Club, was basically the reference book people have on what was the business of prostitution in El Paso over decades and decades. And one of the things he did was chronicle some of the buildings, and that's the point here.
Well, he chronicled the buildings, but he also chronicled the fact of the economic and political significance that happened there.
Right.
The culture of the people that happened there. If it wasn't for that research effort and that book, we wouldn't even know that any of that existed. It would be some little blip of history in the memory of very, very few that are becoming less and less as our generations get older and die off.
Oh, yeah. Any questions from the group here? Rick, I'm going to say thank you for that. Let's talk to you in the future about
you'd be a great guest.
A couple of other subjects you and I know we can talk about.
Oh, yes, sir, we will.
All right, thanks for commenting on this one and your contribution, and your dad's contribution, too. Thank you.
Well, thank you all very much for putting forth this effort, and I look forward to how we can further this along.
And also, thank you for your Facebook post today. You've been
following
you on Facebook as well. Thanks a lot. You take care. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care. Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I completely agree that we need a set of Museo Urbanos. You know, UTEP did a project in the old Teresita Urrea home, which is also the home of Flipper, the first African-American.
That was down the street a bit.
That was down the street. But I think the whole neighborhood should just be one big Museo Urbano. We have Cleofas Calleros, who lived in one of the South León Street apartments in 1924 to 25. Cleofas Calleros, I'm sure you know who Calleros
is. The historian, yes.
Well, he was the guy who was instrumental in getting Cristo Rey built. He was the secretary of the project. But also, let's talk about a movie star.
Ah, Gilbert Roland. I mean, he probably was the biggest movie star to come out of El Paso. He played he started in a movie about Benito Juarez, the Furies, the Bullfighter and the Lady. I think he was part with Cantinflas of 80 Days Around the World. He came out with Alfred Hitchcock. And he actually lived in 309 West Overland Street.
He grew up there.
He went to Franklin and Villas School. Now, he was the son of a bullfighter from Spain, even though he himself was born in Ciudad Juarez in 1905. He came over during the Mexican Revolution because the Spaniards were being persecuted by Pancho Villa. So they moved to this Barrio Duranguito. It was already called Barrio Duranguito in 1908 because a lot of the immigrants from Mexico were from the Durango
area. Durango Street.
Ah, so that's how it got
street
it.
Right.
Through
there.
Every
Durango,
street, like there's Chihuahua Street. A lot of those immigrants came from Chihuahua. You have Sonora. You have all those.
Well, also the Porfirio Diaz Street. That crowd went up there.
Yes. Right. North of the history of the Mexican Revolution itself is fascinating. You have Pancho Villa in the Fireman's Park who received $2,000 from Fernando Gamio Chippi back in 1913. There was the El Paso del Norte newspaper offices there. And that's the one that published the first novel of the Mexican Revolution later when it moved to 609 Oregon. But Gamio Chippi was very well connected. He provided $2,000. He gave $2,000 to Pancho Villa to start an army. He crossed from, in 1913, he crossed from El Paso to Mexico, Ciudad Juarez, and with only 8 men, and very soon it became an army of 60,000 men, the División del Norte.
We're talking incredible history in this one footprint here. We're going to have to move on to our next event here, and that will be a couple of phone calls. Robert, I know you're sitting there ready to rock on something.
Oh, yeah.
he's just bouncing in his seat over there.
We'll get back to you in a second. All right, we're going to take a break here and come back in a minute, but we have a couple of things to do here. One on the phone, and also we got trivia to figure out here.
That's right.
Who do we have on the phone here named Sue? Anybody named Sue? Is this Sue on the phone here? Shelly, who's on the phone for... Shelly, who's on the phone for... where's Sue? We lost Sue. I'm sorry. In that case, let's talk trivia.
Okay.
Trivia being what it is, I was about to put Sue on the radio. But trivia is today, what is the second hour?
Today, our second hour, we've got a Pepe's gift certificate, $20, and food for...
Well, no. True. We can do two. That's true.
Oh,
we can do two today.
Oh, make up your
mind. Well, last week we didn't have them.
Oh, we have one.
Yes, we got more.
Okay, we got more. Okay, back to the question. All right. We've got El Paso Gold DVDs to give away, and of course the gift certificate. The question is... Who designed Firehouse No. 1 at Paisano and Santa Fe Streets?
Who designed it?
who designed it.
Like as an architect?
Yeah.
Like somebody as if they call us, they can get these prizes?
Yes.
And it's somebody who built that building?
Yeah, built that building. Well, no, they didn't build the building. They designed the building.
Oh, they designed it. Oh, I can't even guess.
Just got it. The architects. Okay?
I got it right here. Call us up.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Fall means football, cool weather, and hot deals on Bridgestone tires from Martin Tire. Who knows? There might just be a road trip in your future to see your Dallas Cowboys play at AT&T Stadium during Bridgestone's great Cowboy Tickets giveaway at Martin Tire. You can't win if you don't enter, and there's no purchase necessary. Just stop into any Martin Tire store and fill out the official entry form. While you're there, check out a set of four Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza Plus tires. They're perfect for your light truck with year-round performance and an 80,000-mile treadwear warranty. And right now, they're at prices that no one can beat. This could be your lucky November with the hottest deals on the best tires from Bridgestone and a chance to win tickets to see America's team during Bridgestone's great Cowboy Tickets giveaway and only from the Southwest's favorite tire dealer, Martin Tire. No purchase necessary. One entry per family. Ticket giveaway open to residents of New Mexico and West Texas. See store for details and official rules.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321. Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it helps incinerate fat, fuel explosive sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text MAN to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321.
Power Punch Signs and Printing is your El Paso-based sign and printing company. We offer a variety of sign solutions for your business. So whether you're a startup, moving locations, or you just need to reface your sign, Power Punch Signs and Printing can help you with your electric signs, channel letters, and pole signs. Your sign is your image to El Paso. We can help make it look stunning. Call now and receive 10% off your custom sign. Power Punch Signs and Printing. Signs, banners, commercial printing. 875-1489. PowerPunchPrinting.com. 875-1489.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Ah, got a lot going on here. We're going to deal with all of it at one point or the other. Yeah. Let's talk about it. There's something going on in Alamogordo. Sue, how you doing?
Doing fine, Jackson. How are you and Melissa?
Hey, Sue.
We're doing great. Now, you are a former El Pasoan who is now in Alamogordo. Is that how you say that?
You work in Alamogordo.
Tell us what's going on tonight at the Space Museum there.
Well, an El Paso son, Gene Roddenberry, is going to be inducted into our International Space Hall of Fame tonight, and we will be opening tomorrow to the public at 12 noon an exhibit, not just on Gene Roddenberry, but on Star Trek as well.
Oh, boy.
And, oh, boy is right. We even have, I won't say it's an operating transporter, but we do have a transporter that people can walk into and have their picture taken. We've got three original artifacts from the original series. One pair people might be really interested to see two 15-foot-long spears that were featured in the episode Galileo 7.
Interesting. I tell you what, give us a phone number how to get some details, because if people want to get up there tomorrow, they're going to have to call you. What's that number?
Okay, it's 575-437-2840.
And you are where?
I'm sorry?
What's your location?
Oh, I'm sorry about that. New Mexico Museum of Space History.
And the location, how do you get there?
You just go straight up 54 into Alamogordo and follow the brown signs to the Space Hall of Fame or Space Museum. Museum changed its name 3 times over the last 40 years, but right now it's known as the New Mexico Museum of Space History, and the brown signs say Space History Museum.
And you can see it also from the road driving
that's,
in.
That's
oh,
the other
yeah.
thing. You drive into
it's
Alamogordo. And you
it's
say, what is that up on the mountain?
Up on the hill.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Sue Taylor, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Jackson.
We'll see you in the desert.
Live long and prosper.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you in the streets and the desert. All right, looking at trivia here. What do we stir up here? Oh, we stirred up all kinds of people. And what we have, the question, por favor.
I have a correction on the question. It is actually, who designed firehouse number 11?
What did you say?
I said number 1. I was wrong. It was built in 1930. Thank you, Barbara Given-Bainey.
Shelley, our contestant is Bob on this one here. Yeah. Bob, you're on the radio. Good morning.
This is Johnny, but
Johnny!
I call for another matter.
I had a wrong answer. That's my bad. Go ahead.
Okay, you all raised this hot button issue again.
Well, I tell you what, let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you, okay?
Sure.
Fair enough. Now I got to get Bob. Oh, Bob's on 3. I'm sorry, Bob. There you are. Hello.
Yes, sir. Henry Trost.
Henry Trost!
That Henry Trost did not design that one.
Oh, you're kidding.
But.
Give it to
he
him.
He was right. It was the Trost architectural firm. He and his brother, Ernst.
Was it Ernst?
Gustavo.
Gustavo. Okay, well, Bob, it was a Trost. That's the point.
But that's okay. It's got a Trost. That's right.
You feel okay about that, Bob?
I'll take it.
I knew you would. Okay,
so what did you want? A DVD? We have
Pepe's Food, DVDs. DVDs are all over the place.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. We got Tom Lee's Ghost Stories 2, 3, and 4, Legends of El Paso Mountain, Gunfights of the Old West, MacGuffin Home, El Paso Smelter, and that's it.
I thought you said 2. No?
We have Ghost 2, we have Ghost 3, Ghost 4.
Okay. I'll do Pepe's again.
Yeah, okay. Pepe. I got to take the food. Okay, bye. All right, thanks a lot, Bob. You hold on there, all right?
Yeah, one other thing.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
I'm in favor of not putting the arena, you know, in the selected location. I think it's ridiculous for many reasons, and I think the Cohen Stadium's the best. You got access from everywhere in the city, and plenty of parking downtown. You know, I try to go to Chihuahua's game. It's just a madhouse, parking wise.
Hang up
we
that
don't,
line.
We don't need any more congestion down there than already. So,
thank you.
So I thank the guys that are working on this, and I hope you know that even increases across the whole city.
Thanks so much. We'll put his on another name on the list.
Here comes Bob. We won something there. Hold on, Bob. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. And now we also have another trivia question on what line, Shelley? 2. Good morning. You're on the radio.
You see, yes. I have
go ahead. Christina.
Yes. Hi. Is it Henry Trost?
We already answered that question.
That one got answered.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
But we do have another question if you want to try to answer that one.
Okay.
What Memorial Park would also be lost if the arena is built?
And there's a Memorial Park to be lost? What's the name of it? That's the question.
What Memorial Park would be lost if the arena was to be lost?
There is a name we gave out.
It's in that little neighborhood there.
You did say it, and I don't remember.
Well, thanks for calling up.
Thanks for listening.
Keep us in mind. We'll talk to you in the future. Also, got to go to Johnny now. Johnny, good morning.
Yeah, I'm just going to rattle my stuff off here because I know you got a full plate.
Oh, stuff going on.
Okay, what really bothers me about some officials, not all, state, local, and national, you know, they always saying they are going to work for us, and like someone mentioned on the show, they don't, once they get there, another person kind of morphosizes into their body and they start doing what they want to do. Case in point is what they're doing here about the arena. Now, I don't know why they think that all of us want to go downtown. None of us are crazy about going downtown. I don't anymore. Matter of fact, I went down there a couple of days ago, and it was a nightmare traffic-wise, all that construction. So none of us is going to want to be running down there. Some gentlemen said the same thing about the Cohen Stadium, and I agree there, too. But I'd like for these people on the city council to just say this. What if their neighborhood was being threatened, the home threatened to be torn down and things like that? I think that's what they need to do as human beings, look inside themselves and think, would I want this to happen to me or my mom or my dad or my sister or whatever, and really give this thing some thought. And last but not least, someone mentioned earlier in your show, follow the money.
Ah, yes.
That's true.
Yes, indeed. David, your mic's up?
Yes.
David Romo said, hey, he had a thought on that as well, I think. Didn't he?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's this plan goes back to 2006, and it was called the Paso del Norte Group redevelopment plan. And I think there's just incredibly powerful rich people behind this, and it doesn't make sense, but it just seems like they just have way too much influence over our politicians.
And Johnny, I'll also add that, you know, in adding to what I said earlier about Representative Limon's comment in 2014. So, you know, we have October 18th, 2016, during which the city presents their findings and their reason for wanting to place the arena in said location. And then we have the revelation in the media of the 1998 survey that was referenced earlier, the one I found at the Historical Society. And as a matter of fact, if you want to look at it, you can go to ElPasoHistory.com. It's uploaded on our site. And all of a sudden, the city is scrambling to respond to that finding. And so this past Monday at the Historic Landmark Commission, you have that response. You have City Attorney Sylvia Barunda Firth commenting on the 1998 survey, and she actually said that, quote, she is not a professional, but she's been told that some of those houses wouldn't qualify for the National Register of Historic Places. And then she also said they quite possibly may not qualify for the National Register of Historic Places. Of course, no evidence was presented to indicate that. Her sources were not cited. And she also mentioned that some of these houses have been substantially changed, but she didn't list those substantial changes. So that's also very disturbing in and of itself, that, you know, we're being told, well, yeah, there's this survey, but there's nothing there.
They're just improvising throughout, right?
Johnny,
without
you still
any
with
kind
us?
Of solid evidence.
Johnny, you still with us?
Right. I'm here.
Yeah, well, how about doing this on Monday, write your city rep. Or call.
And also, people are calling for support from the Barrio Union Plaza residents are going to speak before city council at the comments period, because that's the only, they only have 3 minutes to.
Oh, that's Tuesday morning.
That's Tuesday morning.
So Monday morning.
Tuesday morning at the
city council meeting.
Monday night is the event that's down at the firehouse.
Monday night is going to be a picket, and Tuesday morning the residents will go speak before city council, and they're asking everybody to show up and support them.
What's the address, or do you know which building it is for it, people to go to?
It is the corner of Paisano Street and Santa Fe Street.
I meant for the city council.
The city council is what the former El Paso Times.
Okay. So
building.
People know where to go.
Council building on Campbell Street, yeah.
What time again, please?
City council is when?
8 in the morning for the comments.
Okay.
Could Johnny walk up and register?
Anybody can walk up and register.
Johnny.
You can, yeah, exactly.
And then
you're so eloquent in the way you speak about these things.
And thank you for joining in on this, dude.
Appreciate okay. It. All right. Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
A big cheerleader out there.
I got news for you. There's about 400,000 cheerleaders at City Hall is about to meet.
I hope so.
And you can't just do this kind of crap to us. I'm sorry. What's that phone number?
Here?
Take a break.
915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART. That's 800-480-1941 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code IHEART.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to tell you this time what is only in El Paso Inc. this week.
What does Donald Trump in the White House mean for the border? We hear from more than a dozen local leaders.
Why the water utility is paying $66 million to buy another big ranch for the water, not the land.
And if you're of a certain age, it's time to check your Medicare drug plan and check it fast.
All right, El Paso Inc. is online, elpasoinc.com, and available for home and business delivery.
Call 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
Also, Celebration of the Mountains is a happening thing right now. Celebration of the Mountains, all you really need to do is just Google them at Celebration of the Mountains. They got hikes going on all over the place. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This week, ABC 7 Extra on ABC 7. From immigration to the economy to border security, what effects will the Trump presidency have on our relationship with Mexico? Guests are John Barella, Angela Cachera, and these people will be on ABC 7.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts this Sunday's Extra at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7.
All right, we got a caller coming in here. This one is named Giselle. We're going to get back to our guest in the studio in a moment. Giselle, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Giselle.
How are you?
Fine, fine.
Good.
Tell you what, Giselle, if you could form your thoughts and call us, that'd be kind of good. We got a couple of things we want to do right here. I'll put you on hold. We'll get back to you in a second. David Romo and also Robert Diaz. Robert, you have been chomping at the bit to say something here for the last 10 minutes.
Well, you know, one of the things I also want to point out is, and you can actually go to the city's website, elpasotexas.gov/MPC, because they have a whole section dedicated to the arena. If you notice, their master planning area, which spans West San Antonio, South Santa Fe, West Paisano, and Leon Street, is one thing, and then they reduce a certain area to a footprint area. The master planning area is supposed to be about 42 parcels, and they're saying that the footprint area is about 22 parcels, and they're saying that they only intend to build the arena on the footprint area. But with that in mind, one, the parking issue that someone brought up earlier is definitely going to play a role. And why identify 42 parcels if you're only going to use 22? It seems like a plan has already been made to expand into the future.
No, absolutely. They said that the part north of the so-called footprint area is also part of the demolition zone, but it's not going to be used for this for the arena. It's going to be used to connect the civic center with. So they're going to knock down those apartments and all the people that live in them so that they can make a walkway between the civic center and the arena.
Right, and it seems like the bottom line is that the project eventually is going to look bigger or is going to be bigger than it is now.
Right.
And even if the city says that that's not the case, they have inspired a lot of confidence already.
Trust.
So
I don't trust them at all.
Forgive me for saying that I don't believe that for a second.
Why would we trust them on anything? Answer that question, City Council, 544-5876. Why would we trust you on anything because of the way you're doing this?
You know, and the other thing I'll say is I understand that the city is in a position to want to make money and add to the tax base of the city. I get that. But in my opinion, arenas are a dime a dozen, okay? We're not going to become Austin. We're not going to become San Antonio. We're not going to become Dallas. We're El Paso, okay? El Paso is very unique in and of itself. We have over 400 years of written history alone in this city. The history of Spanish colonization and Native Americans and Mexican independence and the Mexican Revolution and Manifest Destiny. It's all here.
Everything you just said went through that neighborhood.
Everything I said went through that neighborhood. And, you know, look at what they've done to Santa Fe. Millions of dollars of heritage tourism flow through that city every single year because they've protected their culture, they've respected their culture, and they've noticed that there's something to be done.
Barrio Union Plaza is part of the Ellis Island. This is the other Ellis Island. So much migration happened here. In New York, in the Lower East Side, they have something called the Tenement Museum.
A museum?
A museum where you can walk in the actual tenement and you see the different kinds of migrations, the German-Jewish migration to begin with, and you see what most of them were involved in the beer industry. You have docents that will take you layer by layer, floor by floor in that museum, and you see the history of the world, the history of Ellis Island. The same thing could happen in the Barrio Union Plaza.
And you know, Dr. Romo, I've actually been to the Tenement Museum. Huh. I was there on a school project about 5 years ago. And, you know, no one lives there anymore. It's been well-preserved, and it looks like a tenement from the 1930s. So you go in, and the rooms are incredibly
small. It's a museum.
It's a museum. And light, you know, certain area rooms are positioned in such a way as to capture the daylight, because that's where a lot of activity was conducted in the house. But in the case of the proposed arena site, that could be a dynamic museum.
It's across the street from the museum that's being proposed.
Correct. And this is a place where you can see what once was, you can see what still is. And as I mentioned earlier, the buildings are one thing, and they need to be protected, but so does the story of the people that live in that neighborhood. They're that 400-year history.
Absolutely.
You know, history is not something that's distant and cold, especially El Paso history. It's all of us, and it's especially those people in that neighborhood.
Well, one thing we have here is such a large amount of history that we could attract any tourist if they knew we had it.
Let me tell you a story that actually happened to me. A friend of ours, she actually inherited a home of the Burlinghams up in the West Side. She was their mate first, and then she married the owner. And when he died, she was throwing away a whole bunch of books, just dumping literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of books. And I told her, no, can you please sell them to me? You know, and she sold them to me for a price, you know, $20 a box, I think. And I said, no, these are wonderful books. I got about 50, 60 boxes of the most incredible books. There was a Bible from 1829. There was some Goethe drawings from something like 1893. I took him to an appraiser. He said, I'll give you $16,000 for this collection.
History sells.
You know, our friend, she had no education. I think she went up to the third grade. She didn't know better.
Right.
But our city council knows better. They're sitting on incredible treasure trove.
They can make a lot more money on our history than they can booking an arena that's 12,000 seats in a location with no parking.
If they were farsighted.
It's problematic everywhere you look. All right, should we go back to Giselle and see what's going on? Hey, Giselle, are you ready to talk to us? Giselle, we got you on the radio again. What are you thinking?
Well, okay, I'm not really particularly going to talk about the arena, but I'm a student at community college.
Yeah.
You sound funny. Well,
the air conditioner in this room is on too high. We can't turn it off.
We're freezing and getting blown away.
So we have a reason to be sounding funny. Go ahead.
Okay, it's not about the arena, but I never knew about the Historical Society, and I'm a student at Community College.
Would you like to know
Rio
more?
Grande.
Yeah, would you like
and,
to know more?
No, I went.
Oh.
And because somebody told me about it, and I moseyed on down there, and I think it was Robert.
that's me. There's only one Robert there.
Robert.
Yes.
It was after hours, and
you know, I do remember. It was about 3 o'clock. I remember we had just closed.
Yes.
Can we make this point quickly, please?
And I rang the bell, and you took me on a long, beautiful tour.
Giselle, I'll tell you what, you're back on hold. If you want to talk to Robert like this, call him up, 533-3603 at the Historical Society, please. I'm sorry, we need to move on to the arena discussion. Thank you very much.
You know, what I'll continue to say is, you said it right now, Jackson, that history sells. And it's very, very true. History does sell. But I think that the historic community here in town, and, you know, you could make the same argument about the historic community in the state or in the nation, that we come across as non-progressive kooks. I think that is a perception that we're dealing with. And that's absolutely not true.
I reject that.
You know, I do, too. And you know, I want to make it perfectly clear that the El Paso County Historical Society is not anti-arena, and we're not anti-development.
Not yeah.
Same
right.
here. I'd love to see an arena.
We just wanted to move it.
Don't pave our history over to make it happen.
Yeah, move the arena. Don't move our people. That's basically what we're saying.
We're not. You know, the story of El Paso is the story of development, especially after the arrival of the railroads. But we're not here to condone the destruction of a neighborhood that we didn't vote for to begin with. Even, you know, the quality of life bond in 2012 may have passed. Well, it did pass, but we didn't vote to destroy that neighborhood and a very vital part of El Paso
history.
And
their comeback is they put it in the ordinance that governed that vote, and they say that's what the precedent. That is sleight of hand.
Absolutely.
That is not telling us the truth. That is just crap.
Is it even legal to do that?
I don't know. We're going to take a break here and come back. And Giselle is still on the phone, Robert. I'm going to put you over here. You can talk to her off the air. How's that sound? Fair enough. Call us if you need to.
915-544-5877. Or 915-544-KTSM.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-400-9121. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-9121. Again, that's 1-800-400-9121.
iHeartRadio, straight from the studio with Bon Jovi.
The storyline, I equated it to where the band were at that time. And the first line of the song says, "These four walls have got a story to tell." And it was the foundation for everything I was going to sell.
Buy Bon Jovi's new album, This House Is Not For Sale, on iTunes now. Sponsored by Island Records. Grab more by searching Bon Jovi at iHeartRadio.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands, until now.
Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/radio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/radio.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, I just cut off Randy. Randy, call back. That'll be fine. I want to tell you about... Hey, stuff in here is kind of weird today. Congratulations. This is important here. Congratulations on being the best in your field. Referring to Six Guns and Shady Ladies of El Paso, Texas. They've been selected by the editors of True West Magazine as the best Old West reenactment group for 2017.
Yay!
2016. Yay! Yay! And enclosed, your award is being mailed to you, and it's also the best category from True West Magazine, and also Concordia.
That's right, Concordia Cemetery got the Reader's Choice for the best preserved Old West cemetery in the country.
A lot going on there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we thank you guys for what you do. What else you got?
Oh, Antigua Heritage Festival's happening today at the Museum of Archaeology until 3 p.m., so get out there and learn about some Native American heritage, and then I'll pass the Museum of Archaeology celebrating the 7 special events about Antigua Heritage Day.
Okay, let's put Randy on the radio. Randy, sorry I missed you there. You're on the radio this time.
Okay.
Make it 2 minutes or less. Go.
Well, let me just put it this way. We've had all kinds of good ideas about holding on to our heritage here in El Paso, and every time we try to hang on to our heritage, the city fathers or somebody, they want to get their hands on the money part of it, and they don't want to hold on to the historical side of it. And it's gone from either having a river walk, or we've gone from having a place where we could have we had 3 reenactment gunfighting groups, and we wanted to have a place for the reenactments, and they took that idea away from us.
You're right.
There's been so many ideas of doing things with downtown El Paso, and yet every time they come out with it, somebody who didn't like the way the property was going to be handled said, well, we're not going to make any money at it, so the heck with the historical side of it. We want to make money, and it's just a certain few people that are always screwing things up for the historical side of El Paso.
Randy, we're going to move
on. Well said, Randy.
Thank you very much for your opinion. We do appreciate it. I got to move on. We got to get to these guys in here. David Romo is here. Last thoughts for the day here. Gentlemen, we got a minute each.
My final thought is, I know we've talked a lot about city council today and what they've done, but I just want to highlight that we are a resource. The historic community is a resource, and we want to work with the city council. We don't want to engage in these fights, and I'm sure city council doesn't want to either. They expend a lot of capital and a lot of energy. So, you know, I'm here to say, city council, we are here to work with you.
I think this whole project is going to be disastrous, barbarous. It needs to be stopped immediately. They're rushing it like if it were lightning war. I think they just got to stop and include the community. But by leaving everything on the table, including the possibility of moving the arena, not the people, they absolutely have to promise that no eminent domain will displace more than 100 people, and listen to the voices of the people themselves. I think that's what's most important.
A nice thing is, if they don't put the arena there, it would be nice to see them give those people some grants to fix up their places.
Absolutely.
Because
you know what happened? That there's these speculators that bought it 3 years ago, and they'll buy buildings, including apartment buildings, knowing that it's going to be, because it was in the plan 10
why
years ago, right?
Yeah, this is not
why
a
take
secret.
Care of it? So people don't even fix their... So you're rewarding the slumlords that went in there to speculate and not do anything
exactly.
On behalf of the community with, you know, huge prices now because they were smart of where to buy this property.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're a businessman.
This is wrong. It is wrong. It has to stop. They just have to reverse this decision and let the people decide.
This is not...
And if it needs to go up to a city vote, you know, and where the location should be, maybe it should go
maybe
to
it
that.
Should go,
this
yeah.
is not a minor matter to us people. This is the history of El Paso that could be leading the parade for our economic development.
Yeah.
you if you take your history and work it right, you can have tourism like crazy. Those are clean dollars.
Why are they developing the other parts of downtown El Paso, bringing back the old buildings? Because they like it, and it's bringing money to the area.
Okay. And once it's gone, it's never coming back.
Yep.
This is what I think that the city council ought to really consider, is that the people you're hearing, we're not just a minority, and that's the point. To show them that, folks, everyone who normally doesn't do this, consider doing this. Write your city council. Either email them or call
them. And go to this Tuesday's City Hall meeting and support the residents of Union Plaza, the grandmothers, the mothers, the small merchants that are saying, we are not going to move. We're going to resist this with our very last inch of ourselves.
And you don't have to be from that area. You can be from Upper Valley, Lower Valley.
This is the history of all of us, really. Yeah, it's not only the history of El Pasoans. It's the Ellis Island of the border. It's the history of a lot of people beyond our small confines.
People have been told because they don't live in that district, they have no opinion. Huh. That is incredibly wrong.
And yet the people that are going to exploit it and the slumlords are going to profit from it are not from there.
Well, we got to see what happens here, because the history of El Paso could lead the parade here. Right now, they're dumping on it. They're trying to tear it up. Right. That is not right. The history of El Paso should lead what El Paso does, and that's my opinion. Robert, your last thoughts.
My last thought is that this this area is not just the history of a particular neighborhood. It's all of our history. Our grandmothers and our grandfathers live there. Our mothers and our fathers live there. And even there, our grandparents and grandparents' parents lived there. So to see it destroyed is to see a part of us destroyed as well.
All right, I think we're going to go to the block for lunch today. What do you think?
Oh, the block?
The block up the street, if you can make it.
Maybe there, may not.
And we'll get back to Pepe's maybe next week. So the block is what the block is correct? Yeah, okay. All right, everybody else, we're going to be back here next week and do this again. I want to thank Robert and also to the doctor. Thank you kindly for coming in. David Roman, we appreciate you coming in. You got to have a good meeting somewhere.
He's halfway out the door. So don't leave him.
In the control room, crowd.
Thank you.
Thank you in the control room. Sergio Valenzuela. Shelley Sutherland. Thank you all very much.
And I have to correct it. It was Gustavus Trost, not Gustavo.
We gave him the prize anyway. Yes. Next week, everybody else, EPHistory.com for details and the podcast. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.